friends, it's your girl, Becca Sarah. I hope you're doing amazing. I'm doing fine. So today, I'm doing a little bit of a what the hell, whatever, WTF moment. And it's because of Ticketmaster and Ticketmaster allowing scalpers to get how much ever tickets they want and to resell them for outrageous prices. I'm just gonna let you guys know, I've seen it a lot online. Stop blaming the artist. It's not their fault. I see, like, before, like, oh, it's gonna be estimated to be 100 or whatever. Scalpers, and I've seen this before, on Ticketmaster for pre-sale. And I see tickets, I click on it, it's like 100 and something dollars, da 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 da. Click on it, it's gone. 20 seconds later, a minute later, comes back, 500, 5,000, doesn't matter where you are, dollars. So stop, here's the thing, stop blaming artists for these outrageous prices for pre-sales or general sales. They are scalpers whose fault that is. They're getting a zillion and ten tickets, paying, getting them, putting them to be 5,000 in or 1,000 in the nosebleeds, and then having them, putting them to sell because they're like, oh, someone will buy it. People pay that much for a ticket. For one ticket, and then they get a big paycheck a week or two after the concert. So the people that are asking, fans, non-fans, whoever, ticket goers, stop blaming the artist. It's not the artists that are putting the prices that high. I know prices automatically through depending on the venue and the popularity of the artist are put high or low, but if it's also what's making it like extremely like unaffordable is scalpers that are buying a zillion and ten tickets. So I'm gonna do a little story time with you guys. As you know, I'm a big concert goer. Last year I went to 10 concerts in total. This year so far, I did not, record or do a podcast of all of them because I like to enjoy concerts as well and not only, document them and, like, say, oh, this, da, 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 right. I like to, especially, like, last year, I was like, I'm going out, recording everything I'm doing, and it's becoming, tedious. And annoying to the fact that I'm not enjoying what I'm doing. It feels like, oh, I'm going to this for a podcast or art job. I'm not enjoying myself. So I took like a couple. Well, I did majority for like concerts. Like I did not cover Ali and AJ. I did not cover the Jonas Brothers that I've seen 6 times. Not in total. Not in their tour that they did. I did not cover Jesse McCartney. I did not cover Jordan Sparks. I did not cover Katy Perry. I did not cover Avril Lavigne, etc., etc., because I wanted to be in the moment. I wanted to be there, be present. The only thing that I did was record a little bits of what I experienced in the concert, and then for Avril and for Katie, I just posted that because that's what I do in general on my personal page. Anyway, I just post the little bits of each song. But in total last year, I saw 10 concerts, which is the most concerts I've ever seen in my life. And I applaud myself on that. this year, so far, we'll see how it goes. If things go in my favor and I get it. So far, 7 concerts that I'm going to this year. So far, 7. So I'm close to what I did last year. Well, we'll see. But again, like, the 10 concerts also include, again, I'm an annual pass holder at Disney. So I saw Jordan Sparks in Epcot for Food and Wine. Yeah, Food and Wine. So, like, that concert, anything that I have, like, if you're a pass holder, that I saw DJ Pauly D at Mardi Gras for their concert, that also counts. So those are where I'm getting the 10 plus the additional places that I go to see concerts, period. So what my little story I'm going to tell you is, I was in a battle. And not like, I'm not aggressive or get into fights. What I mean is, I was in a Ticketmaster battle. There has been a lot of them going on because it's hard to get tickets now because of scalpers. And I won. So, my first Ticketmaster battle ever was for, that I won, Bruno Mars. I signed up for a presale. 9 out of 10 times sign up for presale, so I get the tickets before it goes to the general public. I was at, I don't know, 100, 200,000, a big number, in line. I got on when I was supposed to. Waited, goodness gracious, I don't remember, 2 hours until I was like at the 100 people left in front of you. 2 hours, 3 hours, 4 hours, something like that. 2 to 4 hours until I got to like 100 people are in front of you. I got to the point where like, there's not a lot of tickets left. Again, I only got one. And then, you're next. Sold out. Bruno Mars added another ticket stop. And he did that with a lot of other places, too. And I went on that. Went really quickly. I was like, yes, I'm going to get tickets. It's like, you are next. Account paused, went on pause, could not purchase anything, could not call Ticketmaster. They have a number. Yes, they have a number. Call Ticketmaster, and they were like, I was like, and before I spoke to someone, I was like, if you're having issues getting your ticket and seeing your ticket for Bruno Mars concert, we have a crash, it'll be there tomorrow at the end of the day. So I talked to a wonderful representative named Allie, and she was like, yes, because there were too many people on the site, but I'm like, us on the site, it crashed, so a lot of people had their account on pause. So I had to wait until 8 p.m. that same day to be able to go back on Ticketmaster in general. Even if I was going to purchase a ticket for another concert, I had to wait until 8 p.m. that day. Went to the second day, bought one ticket for Bruno Mars, got it, won the battle. That was a long, tedious, annoying battle. My thing is, Ticketmaster, there's a lot of fandoms out there. Big
powerful fandoms out there. I'm part of a lot of them. I'm not a Swiftie. I'm not part of that one. I'm a Directioner. I am also a Jonas Brothers. Joanne. Lovatic. Just to name a few. We go and like bombard, and they're like, and when they have like a special website for something, we bombard the site. They know how much to expect so it doesn't crash. How you have bands, singers, musicians, concerts, plays, musicals on your site for people to buy all the time. How are you not aware now in 2026 that possibly like Bruno Mars hasn't performed in years? I forget how many years since he last performed, but he hasn't performed in a while. How do you not know and anticipate that a zillion people are gonna be on to purchase tickets? Come on. Also, you need to make a policy, Ticketmaster, to see, to it, either stop people from, scalpers from doing what they're doing, or, here's the thing, you cannot, don't let people, put the price to $1 zillion, meaning, it has to be a regional price. You have to, like, if people are selling their tickets, because I sold tickets before, and I paid, like, for example, let's do a number, $200 for a ticket. I put, and I got two tickets, so $400. So I put the total number for each ticket was $200, the amount I paid it for. You should, like, max you should is, like, oh, okay, I put ticket insurance in it, so, like, which is, like, $20. So, you could put $220. But Ticketmaster, you should, and then if you're going to add the taxes that Ticketmaster add, then fine. Like, okay, let's just say $250. Right. You should, at least, you should have a max how much people should put on a ticket. So if you're you should say, oh, Ticketmaster, you have a program, can see how much someone paid for the ticket. You should have been, oh, you paid this amount for the ticket, and this amount includes the tax, the taxes that we put on it, plus the ticket insurance that you put in. So this is the amount that whoever's gonna buy your ticket is, which would be probably, from my example, be $250. You cannot do more than that. This is your setback. You are, how much you paid is how much you can sell. That's what you should do, Ticketmaster. So then there's that outrageous prices. People don't think that they're paying, like, their rent, their mortgage, whatever. Things are already expensive to pay to buy concert tickets. Like, it shouldn't be like, oh, I have to, like, sell my kidney to pay a concert ticket. Just, like, because already paying rent and paying everything is super expensive that you feel like you have to sell a kidney. Alright. So that's one story time. Story time number two. So, I don't even know if I'm going to see him. I already did a review on him. And by the way, going back for a little bit, I will do a Bruno Mars review. I will do that. That I'm promising you guys. The next artist that I'm doing a little story time on, I have seen before. And if you guys heard this podcast, great. If you haven't, it's up. And it was the The trilogy tour, where it was Ricky Martin, Pitbull, Enrique Iglesias. sorry, Ricky Martin, Pitbull, Enrique Iglesias. Sorry, I didn't mean to say his name wrong. That was my bad. Sorry. To all my Latinos, I love you. Sorry. Okay. I know his name. I did pre-sale for Pitbull. Mr. 305. I love Miami. Anyway, love his music. I was gonna see him with one of my best friends. Did pre-sale again. Went on time when I was supposed to. Went there. Not completely sold out. Not completely sold out. Got in there. I got in there. It wasn't like as bad as Bruno Mars. Right. Like again, like the queue started at 10, got in, was next in line 10:28. So 28 minutes. Went in there. Friends. A lot of it was taken already. And then the stuff that was not taken was a lot. General admission. Okay, not general admission. But like his tour is outside. I don't know why outside. I'm not big on outside concerts. Anyway. The general admission. Because it's outside the grass area, whatever you're going to call it. That's general admission. The one you have to stand or bring a blanket, whatever. That, which is always the cheapest, which is always like $20. You're like, I'm gonna $20. That was like $1,000. And I went $1,000 to like be standing on grass the whole time. Or renting a blanket or a chair. $20. It's usually $20. What do you mean it's $1,000? That's a joke. The $1,000 should have been included like me and Pitbull. What are you talking about? That's insane. That's for everybody that's blaming artists. That's not Pitbull. That's not the artist. That's scalpers. And if it sounds like I'm laughing because that is a joke for it to be $1,000. That's not Pitbull. That's not the artist. That's not having to do with like he's really popular. No, that's not. That's scalpers. The grass where you can't even see Pitbull. The nosebleeds when you can't even see the artist. The whatever. That is not the artist. You can even see them. You can hear them. You can't see them. That is not the artist. So stop blaming the artist. It's not. It's scalpers getting the tickets in bulk. Being like, oh, let me have a payday and scam a zillion people. And, oh, a lot of them are going to sell this, be broke, whatever. And I'm going to make it a crazy number as in $1,000, $2,000, $3,000, $4,000. And then a week or two after the concert, I'm going to have a big payday. You guys should go to jail for that. If you're doing that, you should go to jail for that. Because that's horrible, that's illegal. Like they don't even cost that much, because I remember I clicked on another pre-sale from a popular artist before scalpers went to it, and it was on exactly, it's supposed to be 100 and something. It's annoying. Anyway, so I clicked on whatever was left for Pitbull, not the grass, because I don't do grass. And I clicked on it, and it was like five, 600, 700, again, like the, okay, the 1,000, like what, in the grass, it was like 7, 5, da da da. It was nothing ever like for Pitbull because it was outside. There's nothing. It wasn't anything close to like 1,000, but it was like 500 to 700, and even the grass was like that too. It was like probably like 500. And I'm like, I cannot for one ticket. If I'm not even close, if I'm not gonna meet Pitbull, pay $500 to $700 to see him. Again, there's other concerts I'm planning on going to. I have bills to pay. I'm responsible. I hate adulting anyway. But that's outrageous. Scalpers need to go to jail. So then I saw like other places or like I went to Game Time just to see around, and then to see how much the tickets were, which is why I was talking about, oh, I want to see what the tickets were normal, and it was like 100 or something. And then I looked at other videos of people getting a ticket before scalpers, and it was like 100 or something. And I'm like, exactly. So it's scalpers that are making it $1 billion more expensive. So stop blaming the artists. And so I got an email from either Ticketmaster or the place I was going to see Pitbull, and it's like, use the word, this word, like whatever the name of the venue or city, to get pre-sale. Went on there. Everything was like sold out, or like close to sold out, or if it wasn't sold out, it was like first it was like sold out. I was like, huh? And then I logged into my account, and then it was like some not sold out, and it was the same price, and I was like, still can't afford it. It'd be like financially responsible, like. So I don't know if I'm going to see Pitbull or not. Me and my best friend that we're going to go together, don't know if we're going to go to Plan A. Hopefully Pitbull, you release additional dates, and those one I can get before horrible scalpers. And then the third, if they release more, they usually release what I've heard from Sarah on TikTok. She's a concert. I forget what her handle is, but she's like, a lot of venues, because they finally figure out like how the shape of the stage and everything, they release more tickets. So hopefully some get released, and then those ticket prices are more affordable, and then we'll see him when we get there. But at the end of the day, scalpers are the ones that are ruining concert goers' life by making a quick buck, by making concerts way more expensive than they need to be. Something that should be $100 is now, or $50 is now $500 to $1,000 to $2,000 to $3,000, and taking advantage of people. It should be illegal. Ticketmaster needs to fix their problem. Like I said again, Ticketmaster, if someone's gonna resell their ticket, you have to be like, you paid it this much. This is with all the taxes and everything included. This is the only amount that you should be able to sell it. And then we would fix the problem. Comprende? But that's all I had to say with this podcast. Sharing my thoughts, my opinions, and everything like that. Like I said, shoot, I forget when Bruno Mars is coming. But at some point, you will get a Bruno Mars. At some point this year, you'll get a Bruno Mars podcast for me. Look out for that. Those are really fun for me to do. Like, the ones about, oh, I've seen this artist. But again, like, again, as a person that loves going to concert, I also like being in the moment, being present, taking the little clips that I do, and then, like, not having to analyze it, just being there and just talking to friends. I'm trying to think also. Probably we'll do either Food or Wine or Flower and Garden, one of those concerts. I might, if I go to one of those, might review one of those. If I go to Mardi Gras at Universal, I might review Zed. And then we'll be, so Zed maybe, Bruno Mars, maybe, I am seeing John Legend, so maybe John Legend, but we'll see. I'll keep you posted. You'll see, like, if I don't communicate it to you guys, you'll see it out on Instagram and on the website. But that is it for now. Just letting you guys know, in a couple, I've started putting, like, my podcast, because I've seen on Instagram that the post of my podcast does really, really well. Then doing I'm still gonna do it, like the post of the picture and then the script. So coming up, finally, it's gonna be like tomorrow, I believe, you'll hear some of the podcast of, oh my gosh, who's the artist? Who's the, my goodness, I can't, I'm blanking on the artist, of the Not Really Good, dude, I'm trying to think of the name of the the Springsteen Deliver Me from Nowhere, that's coming out, if we're talking about the day that I'm doing this podcast, tomorrow, which is the 30th. So, and then we'll see what happens, what I post after that will be continued. But 100%, you guys will get a Bruno Mars podcast about the experience and how he was and everything like that. I'll talk to you guys soon. Have a great night. Bye.